With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
How can I not have a smile on my face? Andrea Simontov, how are you this afternoon? Are you there? Because that would be helpful. And there I was. I wasn't going to steal Andrea's thunder because, as per usual, Andrea's come up with an absolutely wonderful, wonderful topic of discussion. We are trying to get her back on the line. Let me give you a little bit of insight into what we are going to be talking about this afternoon. Israel's worst babysitter, full stop, question mark. And then she answers the question, me. I.e. Israel's worst babysitter, me. Find that very hard to believe that Andrea Simontov could possibly be Israel's worst babysitter. Way too much love in that bobber for there to be any issues with her. Maybe from the parental perspective, she probably absolutely spoils the kids rotten. That I could see happening. But worst babysitter, I don't think so. I believe we now have you, Andrea Simontov. Why are you playing hard to get this afternoon?
I know. There's something wrong with my mic. There's something wrong with the computer. I'm waiting for a big collection, a big fundraiser at High FM to buy.
Okay, methinks the wait's going to be just a little longer. Okay, so yes. So together with your wonky technology, apparently you're also a bit of a wonky babysitter. Not the best in Israel.
The worst.
Why would you say that? Too full of love and giving. I can't imagine you'd be bad, not from any perspective.
Oh, no, I'm filled with love. I'm filled with love. I have a daughter. She gives me a checklist. My kids just made Aliyah. I've been off this babysitting routine for a long time. The kids barely, she gives me a checklist. Teeth, haircuts, homework, when to order the pizza, when to wash the hair, when to lay down, what books to read. I'm telling you, I came home. I looked like a poster for Nightmare on Elm Street. When the time I got home, it was terrible. And I was supposed to be watching what I was eating, Simon, because we've had a conversation. I was going into the hospital for a little bit of medical testing where I needed a clear system. Well, I got to tell you something. By the time I was done, I ate a half of a brie, two-thirds of a bag of South African mangoes. Thank God the test wasn't the next day. I had 2 days.
Well, the doctor
garlic
must be
nuts.
Very pleased. Doctor must be very pleased. But you who always take something incredibly simple and turns it into something spiritual, surely there's an angle there. Surely you're going somewhere with this.
I'm trying to see. You know, there's so much going on in Israel and there's so many things to be lofty about. But I thought this is really funny because she called me up and she asked me to sit again. Could I sit
again? So she's
having
you back, is she?
But the highlight, okay, mm-hmm. Let's be spiritual. The highlight was when one of the kids barfed on that artificial grass. You know, there's a limit to how much of the loving grandmother. I made a circle around it with sports shoes so that my daughter would be able to identify it.
You know,
and I had no intention of cleaning. I gave him a haircut. Wait, Simon, I know you want to ask me something lofty. I had to give haircuts to the children. It looked like I did the haircuts in a food processor. That's how tense I was. It was terrible.
I am absolutely horrified, shocked, and massively disappointed, if I've got to tell you the truth. I just would have thought you'd be like 110 out of 100 being the best babysitter in Israel.
And I need training.
Clearly out of training.
This is obviously the internship.
But what I am listening to, and I'm thinking about the different societies that we are living in, Israel versus South Africa, for whatever reasons, have a lot of access to a lot of help. In Israel, clearly that is not the same case. And it's almost a relationship that you can revel in more because you're required so much more. Here, grandparents going to see a kid win once or twice during a week, maybe on a Friday night, maybe on a Saturday. But there isn't that hands-on, I need you in the life to the same extent.
You know what, Simon? You know, after the laughing, I really was. I have a list. I have a checklist of what makes me the world's worst. I'm not the worst babysitter. But you know what? I dreamed of this. I dreamed of having grandchildren nearby. And you know what? The children were safe. Everything was a disaster and it was safe.
Yeah.
I knew that these were going to be memories. Memories. Look, you know that I have 6 children. My first 2 children were given whole grain organic food. By the time I had my 6th, if she had a cigarette and a beer for breakfast, it worked for me. You know? But they remember it, and it's lovely. And I used to bemoan. There were years where I would sit and work my way into quite the condition. If only I could be a grandma. And you know what? They call me. They call me, and they're nearby. Grandma, when can you come over? It's not so easy. I work 40 jobs. I'm late. But you know what? They don't care. They don't care. They don't care what their hair looks like. They think they're the neatest haircuts they ever got. The pizza, the garlic knots, grandma eats half. It's okay, I'll order more. And it's something that you can't get back. You know, when these years pass, I'm telling everyone, especially even as we're reading these parshas, you know, how the families connect. This really, I'm not getting sloppy with this, Simon. We're reading here how Avraham says to Eliezer, get a girl like Sarah, a girl like my wife, because it was good. It is good. And when we involve ourselves with the familiar, it doesn't have to be perfect. Perfect isn't always good. Good is great. Good is fun. Good is loving. And again, doesn't matter the math. They were doing math homework. I was doing it for them. It was wonderful, and a dream come true.
It's the beauty in the chaos. That's what it is, isn't it?
Capital C. Chaos.
Yeah.
It was really the chaos. But you know what? I came home. I was dripping. I looked insane. I was covered with both pizza and brie. And there were like little things coming out of my underwear. It was like mango chips, you know? And I have to tell you, it was the happiest night I can remember in a long time. And I'm looking forward to going back. The expectations are not that I'm going to find the toothbrushes. I won't. I can give you a sneak preview. I will not find the toothbrushes. Sleep in your underwear. Sleep in your clothing. Sleep on the floor. Let's build a tent. But you know what? It's fun and it's good. And
it's fun and it's good, and it's going to pay dividends, the likes of which you are just so completely unaware of, because that kid is just going to be the star granny of the century. What amazes me in this relationship story here is the fact that your daughter actually thinks that you're going to stick to the list of instructions. That's the interesting part to me. I mean, has she been living in South Africa that long that she actually thought that that was going to happen?
Well, I was frightened. I'm a little scared of her. Anybody who knows what daughter I'm talking about knows. It's a little terrifying. But you know what else it is, Simon?
Uh-huh.
It's not like a generation ago when grandmas are my age. I'm young. It doesn't matter what the number says. I'm working. I'm doing. I'm going. But this is something that we can glean, really reach back into whether it's our gender DNA, our spiritual DNA. A bubby is a bubby. And just because I'm working and balancing and reading and teaching and radioing, at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, I get to be a bubby. And there's something so indigenous and so rooted that nothing else really seems to matter when you're doing that stuff.
So Rena Ackerman's weighing in on a discussion this afternoon. She says, tell Andrea that instructions are unnerving. That's the worst thing that a child can give a mother, instructions. So clearly you're on the same page there. And Unsigned weighing in saying, oh, I just love her. A cigarette and a beer for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I think Unsigned is my kind of gal, my kind of guy.
Yeah, just be careful here, Andrea, because it seems to me that you're becoming the Jewish version of Patsy and Absolutely Fabulous, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Okay, so there's an English television program, and this woman is just outrageous. She's smoking at 6 in the morning. She's having a glass of wine for breakfast. That's just what she is, but she is hysterically funny. And it seems to me like we could have the Israeli version of that character in you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really do the bubby thing so well, but I like it. It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. And yeah, and the test went well. The test went, oh, yeah, one other thing, without going into details, no gruesome details, it was another incredible Israel moment. I go to the hospital. My appointment was for 8. I was wheeled in at 8:30. By 9:30, I was calling my husband to pick me up. The technician was Arab. The doctor was a Jew from Columbia Presbyterian. The nurse was a mitnachelet, a settler from one of the, you know, over near Binyamina. And there was some guy in the waiting room who his paperwork didn't come in. I tell you, Simon, you would have loved it. You would have said, now you know why you're not living here. Anyway, everybody in the waiting room at Shaare Tzedek, whether they were behind the plexiglass, you know, the secretaries, the administrators, the nurses, the doctors, and all of the patients waiting for their test were coming over and giving advice. And suddenly somebody says to the man from B'nai Brak, who's waiting for his endoscopy, colonoscopy, whatever, they said, wait a second, aren't you, and I'm going to use a name, aren't you Shraga Shmueli's uncle? And he turns around and he says, yes. And then somebody else says, I was at that wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
I promise you, only at Shaare Tzedek, only in Israel. And I'm thinking, you got to be special to live here or insane.
Special or insane, either of those. Andrea Simantov, as always, thank you for putting a smile on our faces this afternoon. Glad to hear everything went off well. Really relieved to hear that and glad. And, carrying on being the worst babysitter on the planet because, wow, it's going to pay dividends.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom to you.